This is the Sabbath message, 23rd day of the 10th month, 45th year of the 120th Jubilee. Dear friends, today we are coming to the point where the people of the world are starting to wake up to the fact that they have been lied to, misused, abused, and robbed by the wealthy of the world over the last century or so. The people will no longer stand for it, and the political system will be destroyed systematically over the next 5 years. More and more evidence is being uncovered to stop these vaxxers, and they must be stopped. The US administration, military, and pharmaceutical companies are involved with the production and use of poisonous injections and vaccines and the manipulation of the people in all nations for the manipulation, death, and control of the international systems. Slowly the world is getting to see the truth about the vaxxers and the poisons being injected into our people. The vaxxed are dying in massive numbers, and the mainstream media are no longer able to completely suppress the facts and truth. It has now been revealed that the West was involved in establishing 46 bioweapons labs in Ukraine, and not the 35 labs previously reported. These are massive crimes against humanity and breaches of the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. So we can see the extent of where it is now, the following URLs are listed for your information and perusal. Nigel Farage has just revealed on his program that there are now over 1,000 deaths a week in the UK, and even that is a suppressed figure. UK figures now show that heart attacks are excessive and are directly related to COVID vaccines. You see that, the YouTube URL. Statistically, that will carry over to Australia at the over 300 per week level. This is but more evidence to stop these vaxxers. The vaxxers must be stopped. These CDC findings require an immediate investigation. Look at the URL on the CDC releases. This link again demonstrates the seriousness and culpability of the officials in the vax crime against humanity. Do they act on the evidence? No. The head of German Ethics Council has also just said that those who wanted an investigation into the crime and injustice were enemies of democracy. The Pfizergate disaster. Now, the link between COVID vaccines, millions of excess deaths and lower mortality rates among the unvaccinated. See also that URL. It's now undeniable, and South Africa has announced it will commence investigations soon at that URL. The CDC finally releases the VAERS safety monitoring analyses for COVID vaccines. This is published on the Zero Hedge link. So also this report from Mercola shows how serious it is getting. See also the URL on articles Mercola.com and COVID jabbed dying while fueling. From January 2021 to now, 1,101 athletes have died from cardiac arrest. Compare this to a 38-year period from 1966 to 2004, when 1,101 athletes under the age of 35 died due to various heart conditions. In 2 years, we've equaled the 38-year period for previous heart conditions. This AFL report dealing with the American frontline doctors reported this in the last week, 2023. So, do they stop the vaxxers like any sane person would? No. They then use the result of that serious criminal act to produce another pseudo-vaccine for the heart failure patients they created in the first place. See the Truth Press URL attached. Recent AU stats are in the next link. The Kyle Becker Substack. Disturbing new Australian data shows that shows that once you've had the four jabs, your chances of dying massively increase. Your chances of getting just sick massively increase. No one in their right mind would take the vax. So also, the calls to withdraw the vax continue. Dr. Malone has published his warning about these mRNA vaccines being injected into our food supply. This is deliberate murder. Also, look at the link to the Times of India, where they're showing that the researchers are now claiming that the MMA COVID-19 vaccines seriously increase adverse events and calls for it to be withdrawn. This is the state's playbook on how to handle anything that erodes trust in the shots. It even has guides on what to say. Every public statement by a journalist, politician is scripted by the World Health Organization. What to say if people refuse? What to say if a baby dies from the vaccine? It's all in there. You see the URLs dealing with it. We told the world that this would happen in the 141 series, and messages as early as the end of the last century. In 2018, we told the world about this COVID poison that was to be developed in China for the war, or being developed in China for the war of the fifth trumpet. You see Wars of the End, Part 1, Wars of Amalek, number 141C. We also warned about the thermonuclear war of the sixth trumpet that would be developed by the New World Order that is about to erupt upon us over the coming years. The absolutely spineless behaviour of the churches in the last days is simply astounding. Some churches have even been advising their people to go and get vaccinated so they can continue in their door-to-door recruiting from the populace. The churches of God are dumb dogs, simply out of their depth. They don't know what's happening. They will be dealt with under the witnesses very soon. You see the 1260 Days of the Witnesses, number 141D. The US, UK, AU, New Zealand and Canada governments and the EU are all corrupt. Brazil is now in revolt, as they have worked out and are acting on the belief that Lula was taken out of prison by the WEF so that they could rig the election and put him in control. Bolsonaro went to Orlando, Florida, and underwent surgery, and that was fortunate and will keep him out of trouble, hopefully. The revolution is now underway. They did the same election rigging in the US and around the world. The US now realize that the political situation is beyond salvation, and both the Democrats and the GOP are incapable of reform and have to be purged by violence if necessary. The 20 Republicans that forced some reforms on the Congress at the start of this session were the only few that were not controlled by the swamp. They were funded by individual multi-donors. Over the next few weeks, the war situation will develop and the New World Order will try to have the UN activate forces to establish military law in the US. It appears that civil war is inevitable and right throughout the British Commonwealth also. The puzzling feature is concerning Israel. Why are Netanyahu and the Ashkenazi power group pushing the COVID vaccines when they are known to be so dangerous? It makes no sense at all. Until one realizes that the Khazars are almost immune to the side effects, it was designed that way, and the E1A and E3B Sephardi are not immune. Or so it is alleged. That has the effect of political genocide, if that proves to be the case. The investigations are now getting underway. They are now being implemented in Japan, South Africa, Germany, UK, and reportedly they are sought in Canada, and the Republican House are pushing for an investigation in Congress. So also we may see them in Brazil, in Asia, and elsewhere in Africa. As the truth emerges, the victims will become angry in the millions. And it will not be the stoic conservatives that break first. It will be the emotional woke crew and the young parents that will break and commence to kill these New World Order politicians and their FBI and CIA stooges. Over the next 4 years, they will be opposed, and they will then face the Messiah and the loyal host, and these cretins will die en masse. You see also the Armageddon series at the URL. The end result will be the total eradication of the UN and the New World Order and the entire system opposed to the messianic structure and the kingdom of God. Make sure it is not you that falls by the wayside. We have now almost completed the commentary on Ezekiel, and we deal with part 5 as the weekly sermon. Other parts are on the website. We will commence work on Jeremiah next week. Thank you all for the teams that have volunteered to work on the Psalms, and we are now fairly confident that we will have them completed by Passover. Wade Cox, Coordinator General.